I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny that times I made mistakes. I can't hide from him, he knew. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Yes, yes, yes. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Justify, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. Promised I'll be victorious when I know I am not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream, its voice quickened my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place, you justify. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Justify, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. He looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you're just trapped in that body. You bypassed your theophany. You know done it in the first place, you justify. Justify, oh justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh justify, oh justify, oh justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh justify, oh justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh justify, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you all, I give you praise. You are the light, the true, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, amen, I bless your name. Hey, I bless your name, let's bless his name, amen. Oh, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. If brother can put first verse. In prisoner's chain, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name, I bless your name. Yes, I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight if you should find your inner praise in your mind, reach out and praise. Defies no chain, and they will fall in Jesus' name. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. You find that in your life you're in the midst of time so hard. Reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless. Let's worship him, amen, and bless him.
I give you honor, Lord.
I give you praise.
I give you the praise, God.
You are the light.
You are the light.
The truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name.
I bless your name,
I bless your name, I give you all, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name.
How many would like to bless your name? Bless your name. I honor your name. I praise your name. I give glory to you because you are worthy to be worshipped. Oh, there is no one like unto you. And so, Lord, I bless your name. Oh, I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the resurrection and the life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you this evening, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your wonderful grace that once again, the Lord, you have opened unto us. Oh, for us to be in your house, Lord, I will say, blessed be your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, oh, what a wonderful time again that, Lord, you have opened unto us. Oh, this is a privilege of God. And Father, we thank you that once again you've called us to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for our working places in our homes. Oh, going up and down, Lord, we thank you, God, for your blessings upon us and even your protection, Lord, your mercies, and above all, Lord, your loving kindness towards us. Oh, we say thank you, God. Father, tonight we sit at your feet, O God. Once again, Lord, we look unto you that, Father, you speak to us. Even, Lord Jesus, we remember all our brethren who are not here. That, Lord, whatever blessing we share here, O God, let it be their portion also in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord. Just keep standing as we take our scripture, we take our Bibles, and let's turn to the book of Joel. The book of Joel, I will read from chapter 2, the 28th and the 29th verses. Let's hear the word of God. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. 29. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word, O God. Lord, we present your word back to you, O God. Lord, you lay your hands upon it, O God. And Lord, for the purpose why we've read it, O Lord, let it be unto us a blessing, O God. Father, we pray that you open our eyes and our ears, Lord, and even a place in our heart, O God, to receive your word, O Lord. Amen. We thank you, God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 May you be seated. tonight is the Bible studies. Praise the Lord. And we are going to study something that has been a controversy all over. But praise be to God, because we have a prophet, we understand. Amen. There are going to be a series of these Bible studies for us to get ourselves acquainted to what we believe. Many a time, our sisters, even sometimes when somebody meets you, sister, why you don't wear earrings? What are you going to tell her? Praise the Lord. At least you must be able to tell her why you don't wear earrings and begin to quote scriptures for her or for him. Praise God. Why? See that you people, you don't wear trousers. Why? In this cold, always, we see, we wear the trousers to keep our legs warm. Praise God. Tonight is a Bible studies, and so everyone is going to contribute. Praise God. It's going to be a study. So if you have something, you can also contribute. Praise the Lord. Everything is not going to come out from the pulpit here. So tonight, we have one of the controversies to look onto. And I've titled it, Women's Ministry. Women's Ministry. You know, there are many churches. They believe that women got to preach. And they've ordained women and put them in the pulpits. Even some women, I have seen it. Some women are bishops and they ordain men to be what? Ministers. So you see big men coming to kneel before the woman and she puts her hands upon their head to ordain men to be what? Ministers. Oh my. But God has a ministry for the women. Praise the Lord. So, before we get into what are women's ministry, right from the scripture, we are going to break down the beliefs of all those people who believe that women have to be standing in the pulpit and preach. Praise God. And before we get on, I want us to look at one apostle who received from the Lord and gave to us. Let's look at Apostle Paul. First, let's look at Romans 1:1. Let's look at Apostle Paul. He said what? He said, Paul, I, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. See? Paul has been what? He has been called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. And so, if such an apostle, a man of God, writes something, and then somebody also turns around to say, no, it is the other way. You got to know where the person is heading to. Let's look at another Paul again. As Romans 11:13. Romans 11:13. I want us to look at Paul first to know who he is so that whatever we are going to learn tonight, we see that it doesn't come from man, but it comes from whom? It comes from God. 11:13. Paul said, for I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Oh, praise God. He said what? I am what? I am the apostle of the Gentiles. And for that, I magnify that office. Let's look at the last scripture of Paul again. Let's turn to Galatians 1:1. We want to really know who Paul is. Here, Galatians 1:1, Paul said, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Oh, praise the Lord. Say, Paul, not of men, and not of man, That shows that it is not man that called him or man that ordained him. Praise God. And then, let's continue somewhere in verse 9. Or let's start from verse 8. Let's start from verse 6. Verse 6. He said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. See? Paul was saying here, because the Galatians, what they have already heard, now they have been what? Been deceived and moved from that belief onto another thing. And that is what is happening today. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, he said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Yes, it is today. People perverting the gospel of Christ. And that is exactly what we are going to look at this evening. That perverting the gospel of Christ and putting women in the pulpit. My sisters, don't get... you have your ministry. We will come to that. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word of God is not against you, women. It's not against you, sisters. No, sir. Praise the Lord. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. If I, Paul, after I've taught you, then I come back to tell, oh no, you see, it is this, hey, tell me that you are cursed. Paul, get out from here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God cannot say something now and change to another thing. What God has given to him, he brought it to you. Amen. And nothing changes. Paul cannot come back and say, I changed this thing here to suit you. Or even if an angel comes, let that angel be accursed. He said, 9, I said, as we said before, so I say now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Any gospel that doesn't go with Paul's teachings, let that person be accursed. It's false. Amen. Go to verse 11. It said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I wasn't taught. Amen. I didn't go to Bible school. Like they go to Bible school. Oh no. Praise the Lord. Amen. He didn't go to Bible school. Look at verse 20. He said, now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. I lie not. Praise God. Amen. So this is our Paul. Praise God. Amen. He wasn't called by man. Amen. He was not taught by man. Amen. But God gave him what? The word. And so, it is from God. Amen. So, nothing should what? Change. So, whatever Paul said is from God. So, we come to our topic, women's ministry. Now, let's find all the things that the people, they use to justify themselves that women should preach. We break them down and take notice of these scriptures. Because when you meet someone, you can tell him, look, a woman should not preach. Because now, okay, when they ask you, why in your church women don't preach? Yes, somebody said today is Bible studies. Now, everybody, now, come. Yes. That's what you believe. Yeah, somebody to come. Yeah, somebody to say something. Yeah. Is it being the reason? Are you taking the reason? Are you taking it? Yeah, if someone has something to say, yeah, just come. Take a listen and let's. Why women don't preach in your church? Oh. That's your belief. Oh, praise the Lord. Anyway, if somebody has anything to say, you just come. We give the microphone to you and you tell us. Praise God. Now let's look at something he said. There is no reason for this to be a controversial subject because there is no controversy in the Word of God. It is the people that have made themselves controversial. Because the scripture says, for God is not an author of confusion, but of peace, as is in all churches of the saints. Amen. That's 1 Corinthians 14:33. And it is very pitiful to see today that many churches and the so-called Bible schools have confused the gifts of the Holy Spirit with the call into the ministry. See? They've confused the gift of the Holy Spirit with the call into the ministry. How? Because now they say that when somebody has the gift of prophecy, he tends to be a preacher. It's a gift. A gift of prophecy, he tends to be what? A preacher. But there is a great difference between the gift of prophecy, that's prophesying, and then prophetic ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's difference. Why difference? Between the gift of prophecy as prophesying. Like brother can prophesy in the church here. For us, that's something that is to come. He can prophesy. That doesn't make him what? A preacher. It's a gift of what? The Holy Spirit. And then we have what? The prophetic ministry. And so what we read, Joel. What we read from Joel 2:38, that scripture is what many people are using for women to be ordained as what? Preachers. Amen. That he will pour. So, but the scripture says, Joel, the scripture says he will pour his spirit over all men, women, handmaids. And they'll be prophesying. Oh, yes. That prophecy was told. See, when they bring that, your answer should be that prophecy of Joel was fulfilled in the day of Pentecost. Amen. It has been fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Because that is what Peter said. I think Peter said it. Let's go there. Go to Acts of Apostles quickly. Acts 2. Mm.
when he said this thing that you see is what the prophet Joel preached, prophesied. Acts chapter 2. Let's read that's Peter said that what they are seeing is what the prophet Isaiah preached. Yeah, we are doing Bible studies. Yeah, where is it? Huh? 16. My eyes cannot even see now. Where is it? 16. 14. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, that's it. I've gone somewhere. I'm looking at chapter 3. Oh, my God. Yes, he said, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my word. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. You see? 3 a.m. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. See. And it shall come to pass, in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. You see. So that Joel prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Now, from that day of Pentecost, the question is, in the Bible, how many women had been called to preach the gospel? From that day, and so it is only in this our day that women now have received the right spirit to preach. Are the women today better than the women of those days? We shall come on that. So the question is, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost descended upon the people, and the Holy Ghost, he said, God put into the church the 9 gifts. So the 9 gifts are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of them is prophesying. One of them is speaking in tongues. See. And then our Pentecostal brethren have picked these two. Only these two out of the 9. Prophesying and speaking in tongues. In the first place, to be the evidence of the Holy Spirit. And if anyone who can prophesy, they ordain him to be what? A minister, because he can see. That is what they do. So if there is a sister that has the gift of prophecy, as prophesying, that sister must be ordained as what? A minister. Yesterday, Brother Brian and the wife, they visited us in our home. And as we were just fellowshipping around the word of God, she was giving a testimony. Sister was giving a testimony. They visited a certain church, and they saw many, many things that were going on, and the sister could not help it. So after the service, he questioned the pastor of some of the things. That, are they scriptural? Then the minister was so surprised about the knowledge the sister has in the word of God. He was very surprised. So you know what he told our sister? He said, sister, I invite you one of these. I want to give the pulpit to you to come and preach. You see? Oh, praise the Lord. So, you see, my sisters, you are really knowledgeable. Really knowledgeable. And we turn the prophet of our day. They said he wanted to give the poor. He said, no, 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 no. Even that also is wrong. I said, where is it? Our women here, they've been preaching all the time. He said, no. Praise God. It's a terrible mistake. And we thank God that we have the answer to all this. Now, apart from the gifts, God also placed in the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, which we call the fivefold ministry. But it is by what? The same Holy Spirit. Apart from the gifts, then he placed the ministry also, the fivefold ministry. For what purpose? The purpose first is to perfect the saints. And then the second is to work the work of the ministry. And then the third, to edify the body of Christ. So we have the ministerial area, and then we have the gifts in the church operating. You don't take the gifts to be an evidence that someone has what? Has qualified to be a minister. Because the person can speak in tongues. He can prophesy or she can prophesy. So the person qualifies to be a minister. That's not scriptural. But as we have read of Paul, ministerial work is a calling. God calls you and lay it upon your heart. It will be really working on you. And it is no more you, but God, the Spirit of God, using you to present his word. It is not a question of going to Bible school and all those of things. No, sir. So one of the, this thing is quoting what? Joel to support their belief that women should preach. Let them know that Joel's prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, and they are the gifts that came. They are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. It is not the evidence, or it is not the license for you to be a minister if you have any of the nine gifts. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So you can mention that people like Moses, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, John the Baptist, just to mention a few. These people were called and then they were sent. You see, that's different from someone that has the gift of the Holy Spirit, and for that reason, he has to become what? A minister? No, sir. That's not it. As we are going along, if you have a question, you come and take the microphone and you ask the question. Praise the Lord. And one thing you got to ask those believers is that, my brother, here is the Bible. Just from Genesis to Revelation, just open one place where a woman was called and given a message, a ministry to go and give to the people. Just show me one. From Genesis to Revelation, a woman that was called and given a prophetic ministry to send to the people, a message to send to the people, like the names that I've mentioned here, Moses, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, John the Baptist. Any woman? No, sir. They cannot give you one. But you know what they will give to you? We are going on that. They will tell you, Deborah. They will tell you, Deborah. Because the Bible says she was a prophetess. Yes. Come, take a listen. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I've met friends, people who come to me for discussion, and they mention Esther and the prophetess.
Deborah.
No, the one who blessed the little boy Jesus when they took him to the temple.
Anna.
Anna, the prophetess Anna. So what do you have to say about that?
All right, okay. God bless you. Now, the question is, prophetess Anna, is the same as when I finish with Deborah, you'll be answered. So, that is why what I started in the beginning, that there is a difference between the gift of prophesying and a prophetic ministry. That of Deborah and that of Anna, they were what? They had the gift of prophesying. But they weren't people with prophetic ministry. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, the people say that after Joshua, it was Deborah that led the people of Israel. Try to read Deborah. Try to read Joshua, the book of Judges. Try to read and know more about this woman. So let's look at this woman. Because they say after Joshua, then came Deborah. Is it true? Let's turn to the book of Judges. To find out if it is true that... We read from Judges, that's from Joshua, you go to Judges. Judges 1. Let's look at the officers that were there. It said, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? You see, after Joshua, they were asking who should lead them. And the Lord said, Judah. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, Judah. So it's not Deborah. Praise God. It's Judah. Is that what the scripture? I don't know. You see, blessed are your eyes, my brother. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, my sisters. Because when you see, you perceive. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, if our gospel is hid, as Paul said, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It's hid to them that are lost. He said, they have eyes, but when they look, they cannot see it. They have ears. When you tell them, they cannot understand. Because it is not given unto them. But to you, it is given. Praise God. So, first, we have now known that it is not Deborah. It was what? Judah. Now, Deborah was one of the 12 judges that were appointed to settle disputes. That's all. To settle disputes. You know, Israel was divided into 12 tribes. And there were 12 judges. Theirs was to settle what? Disputes. That's all. Judges 4:4. He said, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth. See, so even she was what? A married woman. A married woman. She judged Israel at that time. That is what they always hold on. That after Joshua, she was the one who took over. But the Bible have told us is what? Judah. Amen. And she dwelt under the palm tree of the palm trees of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And that is what? They came for to settle what? Their disputes. That was all about her work. These 12 judges, some of them were warriors. Somebody like Gideon. Gideon is one of what? It's one of the 12 judges that were appointed. Some of them were additionally what? Warriors. And they had their own official work or their the work that God has given to them. Gideon, for instance, he led the people against Midianites for a time. That he wasn't a prophet. He was a judge. And so Deborah also was what? A judge. Now let's see what Deborah herself said about who she was. Deborah said something. She never said she's a prophet. She never said she's a preacher. But she said something. Let's look at it. Who she was. As Judges 5:7. Deborah said, the inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased. She was what? Praising God. When you read from the whole of chapter 5, she was praising God. It said, the inhabitants of the villages ceased, and they ceased in Israel, until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. Praise the Lord. Deborah was what? Like she acted as a mother of Israel. And we know the qualities of a mother. She wasn't someone that was sent with a prophetic message. There's no way. The only thing that she prophesied, when they are going to war, she can prophesy that victory will be yours. And surely, the victory will come. That's all about it. That he has a gift of prophesying to know what will happen. But she wasn't sent as a prophet like Elijah, Elisha, Moses, and all other prophets. There's nothing like that. Deborah was a mother of Israel. Praise God. She was a mother. Tell them, Deborah was a mother of Israel. She wasn't a prophet, a called prophet with a message. Where is the message? Where is the message? There is no message. Then the next thing they call is the Samaritan woman. The women preachers, believers, they will call you the Samaritan woman who met Jesus on the well of Jacob as the woman of the well. That's another one of the arguments. You do know that? They will tell you when she met Jesus, after receiving, said she received a message from Jesus, and she ran back to the city and she started preaching. She started preaching. See? So they use that also as an argument that woman went out to preach. And did she go to preach truly? When we look at the scripture in John 4, the scripture says, even when the woman, she went to the city to do what? To testify. She went there to testify of what? The experience that she has had meeting Jesus Christ. She went to testify. So my sister, you can testify. But that doesn't mean you are preaching. And even when she went to testify, the people didn't believe her. Do you know that? The people didn't believe her. That is where the people didn't believe her. Let's see, 4:39. He said, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. You see, she testified, and she told me that all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that. Hold on first. Where is that the people? Okay, let's continue reading. They besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there for 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Because of Jesus' own word, they believed. You see? They believed and said unto the woman, now we believe. Not because of thy saying, you see? It is not because of what you said, you told us. But now we have come to hear him himself, and now we believe. You understand it? Amen. Not what she testified to them, but now they themselves have come to hear from him, and now they believe. Amen. So, where is the preaching? Oh, if she went to preach at all, the people didn't believe it. Praise God. Amen. They didn't believe it. He said, now we believe not what by what you said, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. See? Amen. So her testimony, even they didn't believe it until they have heard from Jesus Christ himself. So the Bible says she went to testify. She didn't go to preach. So their excuse that the woman went to preach, and so for that reason women also had to preach, is what? Is false. Amen. 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 Another point is Mark 16. Another point they use is Mark 16. See, when you tackle them here, then they will bring another one. I'm bringing out all their excuses so that you get the answer for them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Deborah, Joel is what? Is the gift of the Holy Spirit that fell upon the people, and that doesn't make you a preacher. Praise God. Amen. And that of Deborah herself said, I am a mother of what? Israel. Amen. That of the woman at the well, she went to testify, even the people didn't believe it. She didn't go to preach until the people themselves have come to hear from Jesus Christ himself. Amen. And then the other scripture they use is Mark 16. When these are our three wonderful sisters, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, they went to, they took some, herbs and this to go and embalm the body of Jesus Christ. You see, even that was what? It's a wrong revelation. Praise the Lord. It was a wrong revelation. They went and they saw empty tomb. Praise God. Amen. Jesus, they thought that Jesus was still lying there dead. Oh, no, sir. So even their revelation was even wrong in the first place. Praise God. Amen. So when they went, they saw an angel, and later they saw, let's read that, that's Mark 16. Let's read from 4. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. And he said, as he said unto you, amen. Said, go and tell the disciples. Ah, then they take it. He said, see, they were the first people to be at the tomb of Jesus Christ, and they received the message to go and preach, send the gospel, the good news to everybody. That's one of the excuses. So they went out preaching. Oh, Jesus is risen. Praise God, hallelujah. So that makes them what? Women preachers. My brother, my sister, let's read something. Amen. Amen. Tell them that, look, let's continue reading. Verse 8. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So where is the preaching? Where is it? Even when they left the sepulchre, they were what? Trembling. They were afraid. I said they never even uttered one word to any man. So where is the preaching? Oh, praise God. Where is it? But that's what they use. That they went out to what? To preach the word. But meanwhile, look at the word. This the prophet referred us to this. That even they were told to do what? Go and tell. Go and tell. It is not go and preach. Praise God. But when Jesus had met with the 11, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at verse 14. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. Who are the 11? Who are the 11? The apostles as the disciples. Why 11? Judas was out. They were 12. So now 11. So when he met with the 11, was there any woman there? Huh? You said 11, isn't it? Yeah. God. He said unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See? Here is what, go and preach. He told the 11, there was no woman among them. But the other one, he said, go and tell the disciples. And even that alone, even they were afraid. They couldn't even open their mouths to tell anybody anything, even to witness to anyone. Then where do they get that to support that a woman could be what? A preacher or to be ordained as a minister? Praise God. So that's the answer for the women who went to the sepulcher. Tell them, look, even they couldn't even open their mouths to even give a testimony to anyone. That's what the Bible is saying. So how were they able to go and preach? And meanwhile, they were asked to go and tell. But when Jesus later met with the 11, there was no woman amongst them. He said, go and preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are breaking down all their beliefs. Now, we come to now our Paul. Praise God. Amen. When he said, where he emphatically said a woman should not what? Preach. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Timothy 2, 9 to 12. Today is Bible studies, eh? Amen. Is there any question or any contribution? Mm-hmm. Sister? Sisters? Today is Sister's night. No question? No? Praise God. So let's look at 1 Timothy 2, 9. Now, we've heard about Paul, who Paul is already. Amen. The apostle of the Gentiles. Amen. Said whatever he has preached is not from man. Amen. He wasn't taught. It was from God. So, this is from God. Amen. Okay. 1 Timothy 2, 9 said, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Amen. With shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. He started telling our sisters how you should what? Dress. Amen. Amen. In a very simple way. Amen. Amen. Modest apparel. You must see, you know that there are some dresses when you dress, it's very shameful. Amen. Oh, women, do you know that there are some dresses when you go to the streets? Some of the dresses are really very shameful. So that's what the scripture is saying. Not to wear something that is shameful. But the people, they don't see it. But you see it. You know it. Because what she has put on, she stands in front of her mirror. Then already she has her mind. He's on the way to Damascus already. Praise God. Amen. To go, he said, today I'm dressing to do what? What do they say? They have some, this is, I'm dressing to kill, yeah. I'm dressing to kill. Well, praise the Lord. See? Today I'm dressing to kill. Yes! And they go out to kill. See? He's on a mission to Damascus. The thoughts and everything a mission to Damascus, going to kill. I dressed to kill. Praise the Lord. See, it's a dressing that shameful. And a true daughter of God will always watch, and she will not put on a dress that's shameful. That's what Paul is telling us here. Praise God. Amen. Verse 10. But which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Praise God. You dress in a way that profess, make everybody to know that of the truth, there is something different about you. Praise God. Something different. You look so different. I told you the other day I met two sisters in the center of the city. Amongst all the women that were going left and right, only two I saw, I just called them because they were so dressed nicely. And I asked them, where do you fellowship? And I was surprised. They told me, do you know Pastor Andrew? I said, yes, that's where I fellowship, but I've never seen you people there. And then it looks as if they tried to probably dodge me, and they found themselves. So that's where I fellowship, but I don't see you people. I think probably they are in another church, but that's what they told me, that whether I know Pastor Andrew. I said, yeah, I know him. That's where I fellowship. I said, God bless you. I like the way how you've dressed. See, anyway, it is not only putting on the dress that makes you what? A true daughter of God. But here, amen. Praise God. And so when somebody comes here and she's wearing trousers and other things, we don't try to shout on the person, hey, that's wrong. No. We don't do that. The right thing to do is for the person to receive the word, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And when she has received it, it is no more her, but it is the spirit that is in her. Begin to do what? Amen. Begin to choose the kind of dress that she has to put on. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Verse 11. He said, let the women be learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Amen. Amen. She says, if you have questions, ask her. Praise God. Amen. See? He said, I suffer you not to do what? To teach, nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Okay, you may ask why. If you don't want to ask the question, I'm asking the question for you. Why? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The answer is just on verse 13 and 14. The answer why is at verse 13 and 14. Let's read it. Why? Because for Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. That's the answer. Praise the Lord. Said Adam was not deceived, but it was what? The woman that was deceived. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So you are in transgression. You go to be lower than, or you have to subject yourself to the man. But that's not the reason why man said, look, you see? See what the scripture is saying. Always you have to be subjected to me. Hmm? So for that reason, you can just hold your wife, give him three blows and all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Or to just use her as a doormat. Praise God. We must love our wives. Women, I will come to your ministry very soon. So this is what Paul said. And we can have another, said, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word of God be established. And so, Timothy, this is for Timothy. And then, when you go to 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. First Corinthians 14:34-35. He said, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also with the law." Amen. "And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church." Ask question. Amen. Any question? There are questions, but you don't want to ask. Praise God. Dion, you come and ask a question? No? All right, okay. So, everything is what? Paul has spoken, and so it's accepted. So, it doesn't mean that when you come to church, even you don't, you shouldn't what? Clap your hand and praise God. No, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you say, the Bible says we should be silent in the church. No.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then let's give praise unto him.
Amen.
It's a question of what? All this silence matter is what? To take the word and begin to what? Preach. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You can come here and give a testimony.
Amen.
Can stand before the church and give a testimony to the glory of God.
Amen.
You can do that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Now, let's look at something. There was a church in the book of Revelation, the church of Thyatira. They allowed a woman to preach. And Jesus was what? Really, he condemned that church.
Amen.
Let's look at Revelation 2, 18-24. So this is something that you need to tell those believers of women preachers. Tell them, look, go to Revelation 2, 18-24. The church of Thyatira, yeah. "And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame and of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first." You see, Jesus was praising them for what they do. We know that all the seven churches, they did something that God appreciated. It's only Laodicea.
Amen.
Only Laodicea. There was nothing to appreciate. Our age. Verse 20. "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach." You see?
Amen.
That woman who called herself what? A prophetess. You have allowed her to what? To preach in the church. And I'm against that. Now you, brother, you come back, you see the prophetess matter here. It's a gift. Gift of prophesying. It is not a prophetic ministry. Praise God. And Jesus was what? Against that. And she called her Jezebel. You see, because, as the prophet said, any woman that usurps authority over a man is a spirit of Jezebel.
Amen.
Praise God. But I know all my sisters here, we love all of you. So humble. Praise God. So humble. But if secretly you've been, maybe you do it outside and then undercover in the closet, you begin to give orders. Watch. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My sisters, are you listening?
Amen.
Maybe you come to church, oh, so nice. You look so humble, really good. But when you get to the house, in the closet, hey, look, I'm trying to tell you. There's an eye watching you. In that closet, there's an eye watching you. Praise the Lord. So let the humility be both outside and inside. Praise God. So that's it. So God was against the church of Thyatira because they allowed that woman who called herself a prophetess to do what? To teach. Now let's quickly just look at the women's ministry. What God actually wants you to do. So nice. Number one, your ministry. God wants you to be like modest. As 1 Timothy 5:2. Your ministry now. Women's ministry. 1 Timothy 5:2. Let's look at what is there. Let's start from verse 1. It said, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. The elder women as mothers, and the younger sisters with all purity. God expects you, our sisters, to be what? Mothers. That's the way how we, everyone, got to look unto you. And meanwhile, it is you that have to what? Carry that, those properties of a mother. Praise the Lord. You got to demonstrate that quality as a mother. So, who is a mother? Any of the sisters can give us any small definition about who a mother is? Who can really say that, oh, this is a mother? Like Deborah said, I am what? A mother. Praise God. All the brothers who help, who is a mother? This is a real mother. Oh, it's just simple. Please come. Who is the mother? Yes, sister. I see sister's hands coming up. No? Oh, praise the Lord. A mother is the one who loves his children.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Loves her children. She has time for them. Praise God. If they are not asleep, she is not going to sleep. Some mothers, they will just sleep and their children are not yet asleep. Oh, no. See, you begin to go around their rooms to see whether they are all well asleep, they are well covered, everything. Oh, what a great mother. Praise the Lord. Carry that quality. As a mother is someone who loves his children. That's your ministry, one of your ministry. Praise God. To show love to your children. Amen. Amen. Then, another ministry is Titus 2, 3 to 5. Titus, let's turn to Titus. Titus 2, 3 to 5. It's the same. Let's start from verse 1. Bespeak thou the things which become sound doctrine. See, he was telling Titus that speak thou the things that which becomes of sound doctrine, that the aged men be so sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Then he said, the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh of holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Amen. Amen. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Amen. Amen. Are you looking at your ministry? Praise God. Oh, yes, sir. You must be teachers of the young ones. So, an elder sister can gather the young ones and truly begin to what? Take the word of God and teach them. Yes, it is allowed. Praise God. The young ones, you gather them and begin to teach them the word of God. That's your ministry. So, take notice of that. The elder women here, the younger ones, let your eyes be upon them. In what? He said, with what? teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. See, then you got to be what? Keepers at home. It's your ministry. Got to be keepers at home. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Keepers at home. So, what are some of the things that you need to keep at home? You see, you are the manager of the house. Manager of the house. Everything. Your husband may overlook something, it is you that sees it and begin to what? Draw his attention to it. These are all what? Your ministry. Praise the Lord. And then, the other one is 1 Timothy 2:15. I think we have spoken on that. 1 Timothy 2:15. Let's look at that. 1 Timothy 2:15. When we talked about women in transgression. The reason why women should be silent in the church, God said, is because they were deceived. The man was not deceived. Then in verse 15, he said, notwithstanding, though this is against you, that you got to be silent in the church, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. You see, saved in childbearing. Oh, once somebody asked me, so that means, should I bear about 10 children? I said, not the question of just bearing, pouring the children. No. That's not what the Bible is telling you. Praise the Lord. But what? Bearing the children as taking them up, bringing them up. Praise the Lord. It's not a question of pouring them, but the question of what? Guiding them onto what? To be good children. Praise the Lord. So these are your ministry, my brother. Let's look at the one more because our time. Let's look about, there are other ministries. Let's look at one in 1 Peter 3, 1, 2, and then we can close. 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3, 1, 2. That's another great ministry here. My sister, this is one of the greatest ministry that you got to take it up. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. You see, this has been repeating and repeating and repeating. That if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of their wives. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, my sisters, God has blessed you with that kind of word. He has given you authority. That authority is not authority to usurp authority over the man, but language. Praise the Lord. Language. Oh, just be sweet. You see, I'm a man, so I know what I'm telling you. Just be sweet. You've won the battle. Praise the Lord. Just pamper him one day. Just unexpectedly, you pamper him. Say hello. Pamper him. Look, wherever it is, he will draw the check for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need pampering. You see, husbands are like a baby. You see, they always want their wives to pamper them. Just do that. See, that's what he's saying here. That by your chaste conversation, you will win them. Even if he's drifting away even from the word. By your own conversation, praise God, you will win him back. If he's someone that is prayerless, he doesn't pray, it is your responsibility, my sister. It's your ministry to bring him the chaste conversation, to bring him back to the knowledge of it. You see, in a chaste way. I don't want to do that. See, not the kind of, hey. You didn't hear what the preacher said? You don't pray. You are just in this house. And oh, no, that's not a chaste conversation. Praise the Lord. In a very humble way. Oh, praise the Lord. You see the man just shaking his head and say, okay, go and bring my Bible. Let's just pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So these are some of your words by your chaste conversation. You see, you know the story that the prophet gave about a man he went through. You see, he was someone who always with the glass. And he went to a place and people were saying that now you can't get even a Christian anywhere. The man said, look, I have a Christian at my house. Amen. Have a Christian? He said, yes, my wife. She's a Christian. He said, if you like. You know the story already?
Amen.
Uh-huh. What happened in the house? See, with all cheese, with all humility and everything. And the whole people, he won all of them to be what? Christians. From that day, the husband just put the glass somewhere. He said, now, I really believe you. Amen. 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 So that's your ministry. There are other ones that we will, when we get a time, from time to time, we are going to study what we believe.
Amen.
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 So tonight, we thank the Lord. He's giving us, before we go, any question before? Because if I don't ask it, I'm not a good teacher. So, any question? Oh, no question. When you go to an interview, and after the interview, you say, do you have any questions? Oh, no, I don't have. You have failed the interview. Oh, praise the Lord. So you come to the presence of the Lord. The Lord said, ask me a question. Oh, no question. Anyway, it's good. You believe everything. God richly bless you for tonight. My brother, come and give us one song, and then we sing, and then we pray, and we close tonight. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Paul, if you can find that song, There Is a Name.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. It tells me what my Father had in store for every day. And now I tread a darksome path, He'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who sorrow bears the part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There is a name I long to hear. I long to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Let's bow down. Oh, how we love you, because you first loved us, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. Lord, you have opened your word of understanding for us, Lord. Father, we thank you for what the Holy Spirit has led us into your word, O God. Oh, just studying the word that, Lord, when we go out, we will be able to testify of what, Lord Jesus, you have given unto us in this last age, Lord. Amen. Father, even as we have heard your word, O God, let it not be something that, O God, will not be our life, Lord. We pray that, O God, these things that we have heard, O Lord, will find a place in our lives, Lord, that we will not be only hearers, but we will be doers of them, O God. Because your word tells us that blessed is the one that will read and will hear and keep those things, Lord. So, Father, we want to keep them. We don't want to only hear them. We don't want to only read them. But, Father, we want to keep them, O God, that it will be part of our lives, Lord. Father, we just want to say thank you. Even as we live here, Father, we know we are not living in your presence. We know that, O God, your Holy Spirit will go with us even right into our closest, Lord. And, Father, we commit the coming of Sunday also, Lord, into your hands. We pray that, O God, you once again meet us, Lord, in a special way, O Lord. We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Even, Father, we commit the family also into your hands. The Lord, you continue to use him, O God, for the kingdom's sake, Lord. That, Father, any time he stands here, Lord, it will be you speaking through him, O Lord. Father, we commit the church into your hands, O Lord. Even, Father, we want to learn more from you, God. We know that, O Lord, you want to present to yourself a glorious church, Lord. That is where, O Lord, we are looking at, O God. That you come to meet us without spot, without wrinkle. That, Lord Jesus, you come to meet us with all holiness, Lord. That, Father, the day that you come, we will not find ourselves wanting. Amen. Lord, we thank you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless our children, Lord. Amen. Grant us the wisdom, Lord, our sisters and our wives. Amen. Grant them, Lord, the wisdom as they go into this ministry. And, Lord, keep our children, O God, or closer to you, Lord Jesus. We want to bring these children, Lord, or to the fear of you, God. So, Lord, we need that leadership, that guidance, that wisdom, Lord, so that, Father, it will not be a man's teaching, but it will be a Holy Spirit teaching, O God. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant us gentleness is back. And even our brethren who were not here, we believe that, Lord, you, by your own way, O God, let them share this portion of the word, O God. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.